This spring, when the Fish and Wildlife Service announced the proposed delisting of the gray wolf in the western Great Lakes region, the service added a new wrinkle. Agency scientists said two species of wolf may be in Wisconsin, the gray wolf and the eastern wolf. But DNR Endangered Resources official Rebecca Schroeder says the state believes the two wolves act as one.
There's no behavioral or appearance differences between the two species, and we don't believe that we have the pure form of eastern wolves here any longer. They're part of a mixed population that's occurred here for 30 years.
Schroeder says the DNR sides with those who believe the eastern wolf is only found as a pure species in southern Ontario and that genetics from that population long ago mixed with Wisconsin's wolves. The DNR has just filed testimony with Fish and Wildlife endorsing the proposed delisting of the gray wolf in the Great Lakes region. But the Center for Biological Diversity has just sent Fish and Wildlife a letter saying the group remains opposed to removing federal protections for the gray wolf. The center's Noah Greenwald says the genetics work on the gray and eastern wolves is still not settled.
So we feel like it's premature to determine that there's a new species and to move forward with a status review on that new species.
Greenwald also says his group remains concerned with how Wisconsin would reduce its population of gray wolves to roughly half the 800 animals the DNR estimates there are in the state. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.